Hey, what's going on, everybody? Dave the Clone here, checking in after much longer hiatus than we ever planned on taking. That's right, you found it. It's the Nine. So, we're listening to the Hollow Nine theme music right now that I actually really like. I'm happy with it. But basically what I'm here to do today is to just sort of reach out to everybody and say, hey, what's up? We're still alive. And just apologize for how long it's been. And just to let you know, it's probably going to be at least another week or two before we get another one of our dramatic episodes put together. I now understand why TV shows take the summer off, you know, why everybody has that between seasons break. And I think that's really what this sort of turned into for us. Everybody's been having a lot of trouble getting their schedules to coincide so that this would work out. I've actually been sick for like last 2 weeks. It's been kind of a rough July here. So in the Hollow Nine headquarters, things have been a little bit less put together than we were kind of hoping they would be. Anyway, though, I just wanted to put together another one of my music episodes so that you guys have something to remember us by, and just keep your eyes open for the next week or two for our new episode in the dramatic series. It is still alive. It's still going. The script has been moving forward. I think everybody's going to be really impressed with some of the story twists and turns that we take in the next couple episodes. And there may be a few organizational changes as well with the show, so just keep your eyes and ears glued to the net. You know what I'm saying? So without further ado, let's take a glance through my little playlist factory here. Okay, now that's going to be a hot track. Okay, guys, so what I want you all to do is just chill on your way into work on Monday or whatever day you wind up listening to this, and just listen to the smooth sounds from the Cyclone Audio Vault. And please keep your eyes and ears peeled over the next week or two for the next episode of Hollow Nine Odyssey, which will be episode 11, the premiere of season 2, if you will. Thank you very much. Enjoy!
You. keep it going.
With some peaches right there with her song Operate. Anyone who's seen the movie Waiting, starring Mr. Justin Long, Mr. Ryan Reynolds, and with a special appearance by a good friend of mine, well, I wish he was a good friend of mine, but Mr. Dane Cook, will notice that song was one of the hotter tracks on the soundtrack. Before that, we had another song by a band that we featured before called Paramore. This was their song Emergency. And so, just real quick, I just wanted to let everybody know, Miami Vice, little disappointing, man. Now, I'm a huge Michael Mann fan, and I gotta say, I'm probably a little guilty of having hyped this movie up in my own head a little bit, but I did check it out on Friday night, opening night, and I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, Michael Mann is such a master at his craft to drop the ball on a show, on a movie adaptation of a show that he was an executive producer of in the 80s and actually wanted to make a movie of back then. I don't know, man. I mean, I hate to say it, but dude, what the hell is going on? I mean, Heat. I'm sorry, guys. Heat is still his best movie ever. Anyway, Last of the Mohicans was pretty hot, too. But, you know, Colin Farrell is good. Jamie Foxx is really good. The action sequences in Miami Vice are amazing. There just needed to be a lot more of them. But, you know, if you really want to give it a shot, check it out. I think you'd probably enjoy Clerks 2 a little bit more. For you know, the bang for your buck factor. Clerks 2 was hilarious. Hilarious! Almost as hilarious as Waiting. Well, actually, no, I guess maybe it's the other way around. But yeah, very funny. Check them out. Waiting and Clerks 2. And, you know, just to be nice, you can go see Miami Vice, but whatever. Anyway, here's some more music.
your black man, you're so much like your sister. My fantasizing must be out of luck. My old libido has been blowing my transistor. I feel like I have been hit by a fuck. Yeah, I'm jonesing on love, yeah.
Oh, there ain't no turning back. drag, I'll drive you. Your mouth speed.
Listen up, well.
In her vision, I have given cows the need.
No even leaving their bodies
more. Believer, you leave out and leaving them more. Not like anything you do, as anyone you are. You'll leave out and leave even more. Like anything you do, as anyone you are. Written wrote me even trains in the choice to save you.
Getting a little crazy with Coheed and Cambria. That was 10 Speed of God's Blood and Burial off of their, I'm just going to call it four. There's a very long title to their album, but they're like a concept band. So, you know, everything's got to have all these like hidden deeper meanings and stuff. But it's their, actually their third album, but it's called Four. It's called Good Apollo, I'm Burning Star Four. And then there's like a whole bunch of stuff after that. Before that, we had some Black Label Society, headed up by Zach Wilde, the guitar player who was rocking for Ozzy for quite some time, and their House of Doom. And then we also had some Aerosmith, a little bit of an oldie from Aerosmith. I remember when it was brand new, though, and it still kicks ass. So, yeah, why does TV on Sunday have to suck so bad? I'm sitting here flipping around. It's not quite prime time yet here on the East Coast, so I've got nothing but basically White Noise on HBO, which was like god-awful, terrible, terrible movie. And I'm just waiting around for 9 p.m. for that next episode of Deadwood, and then Entourage and Lucky Louie right after. But since we got some time to kill, let's throw on another track.
Hold on to me now.
Yeah, I love that song. I love that band, Evanescence, man. Now, you know, keeping with my obsession with chick singers, but, you know, talk about a band that was awesome and how one person's ego kind of shattered them on their climb to being, you know, super successful. In 2003, right in the middle of their European tour, one of the co-founders, Ben Moody, the lead guitar player, just abruptly left the band. And, I mean, later he said it was because of creative differences, but there have been rumors circulating that it was because he was a little jealous that Amy Lee, with the lead singer, is getting all the spotlight. But, I mean, like, dude, she's a hot chick, okay? She's a gorgeous, hot chick who sings brilliantly. Duh, you're like a big, kind of goofy-looking guitar player. You know, I mean, I guess that's how they grow them in Little Rock. Not to badmouth Arkansas at all. I'm just saying, you know, look at what this guy did. And, you know, it's been, what, years since their self-titled, hit debut album. They had one EP, album before that called Origin, which virtually nobody knows about. And they have a couple EPs between the two. But their self-titled album is the one that everybody is, like, you know, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over. And, I mean, I just think it's totally unfortunate. But that's enough from the clone ranting on Evanescence. Let's get back to the music. Not that it'll help, but hey, if any of you feel the need to email the show, it's davetheclone@gmail.com, davetheklone@gmail.com. Give me a heads up. Say, hey, what's going down? We're waiting for the next episode. Any of those things to let me know y'all are still out there. And in the meantime, you can digest some more of the music from my personal collection. Here you go.
Yeah.
All right, I think we might be coming to what probably should be the end for this week's episode. Again, this is Dave the Clone, just reminding y'all the Hollow Nine is still around. Actually, a sad announcement is the band Hollow Nine is actually no more. One of the few developments that have happened over the past month and a half here. But, you know, the show is still alive. And quick notes on the business side of things. I want to give a big shout out to John Burroughs over at Hell's Kitchen. Everybody should check out that show. He has an awesome show put together. I mean, he does interviews. He covers live events. It's a really great show. You'll hear in their most recent episode a call that I left them on their Podomatic pod mail there. And he has promoted our show as well, so I want to say thanks to that. We've had a whole slew of new friends added to the Podomatic page. I want to say thanks to everybody out there. Also, Red Fanny, they're actually off for the next couple weeks, I think, but if you check out their most recent episodes, they've had some a really cool interview with Dr. Mo from the Danger Zone, but I'm not going to get involved because, yet again, they went to verbal war with another podcast, and I just like to steer clear of the crossfire. You know, the only crossfire you're going to hear is between the characters in the Hollow Nine Odyssey. That's what goes on here. But just want to say hi to the guys at Red Fanny. I want to say hi to everybody else out there who's been steady listening from the beginning. We really appreciate it. Keep spreading the word. The Nine is still here. The Nine is still alive. And you can actually call the Nine line at 206-666-6173. Or you can give us an email over at Dave the Clone. That's Dave the K-L-O-N-E at gmail.com. And like I said before, be on the lookout for the next episode of the Hollow Nine Odyssey. I'm going to leave you guys off with one more track, and then I'm going to say adios till next time. Peace out, Internetica. Keep it real. Namaste.